much. Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, dear colleagues, in my honor to deliver the following statement on behalf of the three Baltic countries, Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania. However, we fully support the statement delivered on behalf of European Union member states. The topical discussion of the current conference, that of the sustainable food system for food security and nutrition, is important and timely as it is reflect the shift of a paradigm from the only feeding to world to feeding the world in a safe and healthy way. Furthermore, whose different actors, whose activities can determine the outcome need to be defined. As can be seen from the useful background document, this topic is common for all countries, as everyone is lacking is in one or another aspect of nutrition, be it micronutrition deficiency or weight-related issues. We all need to share responsibility to deal with the challenges, but we need to keep in mind that most of the solutions are local. Let us remind that the volume of trade of agriculture products, although it has increased significantly in a whole food chain, still comprises only a small part of the total food consumed. In the case of our region, quick widening of food choices during the past 20 years have amongst the positives also brought about issues of overweight, obesity and growing food allergies. The especially population group with less income and education are those that are more vulnerable to the danger of heavily processed calorie-rich food, often containing trans fats and unhealthy ingredients. Therefore, diversification of diets should be efficiently politically prioritized. In the free market, this cannot be achieved unless consumers are educated, can read the food labels, and know what is good for their health. Hence, it is vital to turn our efforts, especially for to children, pregnant and nourishing mothers, in education them towards healthy nutrition. Furthermore, for sustainability and efficiency point of view, we cannot underestimate the burden of increasing food waste. Such high quantities of food, particularly losses of in consumed food, are unforgivable and immoral. Finally, we have to ask ourselves, what should be the role of the FAO in this context? We know that one of the biggest assets and additional value of FAO is its data collection capacity and as significant knowledge gaps exist in monitoring and evaluating how policies can affect healthy diets, which could be one of the key fields of activity for the future. I wish us a successful conference and strength in fight against the global problems addressed here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.